Things are very good. As you know, we're looking forward now to the quarter final. There's a good buzz about training, but I suppose there was a good buzz in training looking into the Ulster final, and the momentum is still there, and it's upped up anything now, but there's a great buzz about the lads now.
You mentioned the word momentum, which is key, because when you're going into an All-Ireland series, and we touched on it beforehand, you're in a far better position coming in with a stronger mental state as an Ulster champion than what you would be a deflated finalist.
I suppose that's what was our plan from the start, to try and make it through to the Ulster final, to be successful in it there, and then going in to the All-Ireland series as champions now, and that's the way we are. So I suppose it gives you great encouragement and great an extra bit of belief.
What do you know about Cork and what are their strengths, Sean?
Cork are a very good side. We watched them playing in the Munster final. They're a very good side. They played Kerry. They ended up getting beat by 6 points in that game. But that game was right in the melting pot up right until the end. Actually, after 51 minutes, Cork were ahead. They were a point up at that stage, but Kerry got a goal that kind of changed the game. But they're a very good side, particularly they're very good inside men now, very sharp. But they're good all over the pitch. Like, and as you know, Cork would always produce big sides that work hard.
Is that something you're going to target then, and trying to hit them with goals in the game, Sean? Because if Kerry done that to turn the game, is that something that you're going to need on Saturday afternoon?
Well, I suppose absolutely. We're always looking to score goals any time and chance we get. Something we work on a good bit in training, like, you know, driving forward and trying to create these chances and taking them when we do get them. I suppose in the Munster final, both teams, both Kerry and Cork, scored 3 goals, so there's possibilities of goals there, but also they can score goals, so we have to be aware of what's happening at the back.
Yes, Sean, you were successful in Ulster, but in each of the games, I suppose there's periods that you'll be focusing on and things that you can improve on. And I'm just going to highlight a few of them. The Antrim game, Niall really towards the end pulled it out of the bag for you. You let Monaghan into the game in the second half, having dominated the first half in the semi-final. And it just took you a wee while to get going in the final against Derry. So, yes, you are Ulster champions, but as I'm sure you'll agree, there's still room for improvement as the championship campaign goes on.
Absolutely. There's always room for improvement. Each game takes on a life of its own. Every game evolves, and you have to just adapt to what happens in the game. As you said, the last day there, we were a bit slow to get started, to get our first score. I think it was about 16 or 17 minutes before we got our first score. But after that, the lads settled well. We had a number of chances before that there, but we just, maybe our shot options just weren't taken correctly. The game against Monaghan, for long periods we dominated, but Monaghan came back in it at the start of the second half. Like, and that's, you'd expect that from any team, and particularly now in the last 8, they're all going to be good sides.
They'll not be too worried about stepping into Croke Park on the big stage, will they?
Well, I suppose it's a novelty to be getting to Croke Park. That's something every young lad has aspired to do. But I suppose it'll be different on Saturday. There'll be a small crowd at it. It's a big arena. It's something new for them, but it's new for both sides. Cork haven't played there before either, so it'll be the same for both of us. But we're absolutely looking forward, delighted to be there, and really looking forward to it now.
Say you do get a run going now in the All-Ireland series, Sean, and it works out for you, being at Croke Park so early, will it be beneficial if you can get traction towards staying in the competition for another few weeks or another couple of months?
Absolutely. Usually minors don't get playing in Croke Park to the semi-finals. Now, they know there's 2 minor games this year are being played. 2 quarter-finals are being played. Our own game and Derry Kerry is played on Sunday in Croke Park. So I suppose it's a help, because obviously there's nerves and everything else, and it's a novelty when players have been there the first time to be playing there. Once they get the nerves out of the way, if they can get advanced there through that day, it'll help them for the next day.
Listen, Sean, the best of luck with the quarter-final on Saturday, and we all hope that you continue with your winning run with the Miners. Best of luck.
Thanks very much, Archie. Thank you.